You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 73, Mr. Jones by Counting Crows. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On this edition of Lyrics Undercover, we'll be taking a look at the song that served as the introduction to the band Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. There's been some speculation as to the identity of the song's title character, and we'll identify the mysterious Mr. Jones later in the show, but right now, let's get a little background on Counting Crows. Lead vocalist and songwriter Adam Duritz was born in Baltimore, Maryland on August 1, 1964. However, after a period of constant relocation, his family settled in Berkeley, California. In high school, Duritz began songwriting inspired by the music on the radio and his father's extensive record collection. After high school, Duritz went to the University of California, but dropped out just 2 credits shy of a bachelor's degree in English with the desire to travel through Europe. Continuing his songwriting while still abroad, he returned and moved in with friend and former Campervan Beethoven guitarist David Immergluck. Meanwhile, near the end of 1990, San Francisco guitarist Dan Jewett and drummer Chris Rolden formed a band called The Himalayans and were looking for a lead singer and lyricist to round out the band. Adam Duritz answered the ad, and the band was amazed at how well Adam's vocals fit the songs they'd written. They were impressed even further by Duritz's songwriting skills, and the band started performing together in the Bay Area. In the middle of 1991, The Himalayans recorded a 3-song demo tape with producer David Bryson, which included future Counting Crows single, Round Here. David's role changed from producer to guitarist, and the band decided to bring on another member. Duritz's childhood friend, Marty Jones, stepped in and became the band's new bassist. News about the band spread, and they started to receive interest from record companies. Near the end of 1991, The Himalayans as a group decided to send them their demo tape, while Duritz and Bryson produced a second demo in a stripped-down acoustic format under the name Counting Crows, taken from an old English rhyme. The Counting Crows demo turned out to be the sound that the DGC label was looking for. However, the label insisted that the Himalayan song Round Here be included in the first album. Duritz and Bryson rounded out the band's lineup, and the band was signed to parent label Geffen. In early 1993, Robbie Robertson, fan of then-unknown Counting Crows, and former member of the band, asked Duritz and company to fill in for Van Morrison, who would be unable to attend his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Counting Crows performed, and shortly afterwards began turning the acoustic demos of their 12-song demo tape into their debut album, August and Everything After, which included the song that radio audiences initially gravitated to, a song called Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones of the song is the aforementioned Marty Jones, bassist for the Himalayans and childhood friend of Adam Duritz. Marty's father was indeed a flamenco guitar player from Spain, and one night Adam and Marty went to the Mission District of San Francisco to watch him play. After the gig, the boys went to a bar on Columbus called the New Amsterdam, where they drank and watched two women on the dance floor. Being shy, Adam and Marty secretly wished they were rock stars like Bob Dylan, or at least someone a little funkier than they were, which would have made it easier to approach the women. Yeah, Mr. Jones. The reference to Picasso and the gray guitar is believed to be a reference to Picasso painting simply titled Guitar, or another called Guitar on Table, which contained a gray-hued guitar. Adam references the meaningful colors as blue, red, black, and gray. Blue and red, or rose, were identifiable periods of Picasso's work, while his later neoclassical work featured much in black and gray. Of course, the underlying meaning of the song is the desire for fame, which the band certainly had at the time. Adam perceives the goal of fame will bring him everything he needs, most likely the absence of loneliness. Additionally, the song also mentions the character of Maria, who also appears in the songs Round Here and Mrs. Potter's Lullaby. And unlike Mr. Jones, the character of Maria has never been identified and is possibly a fictional representation of the moods in Duritz's songs. Going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.